Good morning, Ariel. Today is Wednesday, 14th of November, and right now it's clear on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear with temperatures ranging from low 23 to high 29 degrees Celsius. It will be windy again with northerly winds at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict mostly cloudy and in the evening overcast. Windy again with the winds from north-northeast at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 74 and will drop on 54% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 0%. Total solar eclipse have ended early this morning and it will be followed in 2 weeks by partial lunar eclipse on full moon on 28th of November. Within 12-12-12 events starting at the end of this month at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Daria invites us all to an intention experiment. And here's Daria explaining the invitation and details.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Daria. Our real radio here.
Yes.
Can we talk about your invitation to an intention experiment 12-12-12?
Okay.
What is about, how we participate?
Okay.
What is maybe the possible outcome of that event?
Well, for my my far-fetched dream is that the outcome would be that we kind of make a shift as a collective and start like really go deeply into from what is positive and what is working into expanding further our dream of Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
And how to participate, for me it's like whatever you do, you at radio, me in my therapy work or whatever, in green work or whatever somebody does, whatever you're doing you during your day, do it with the awareness of the quality of the day. Let's say we will start on Monday with sincerity and end the Friday after with peace.
Mm-hmm.
So each of the 12 days focusing on one of the qualities. Just bringing awareness, what is already there or how does that awareness of the quality impact my day. Not doing anything special as such.
Just focus on the quality.
Yes.
And try to see where we are at
yeah,
that.
To be aware, you know, how it's already manifesting in my life or how mm-hmm. by bringing intention to it I can bring more of that quality in my reality.
Mm-hmm.
And my belief is that if we, many of us, do it together, that it has to reflect somehow on our collective, if not subtly, then if not, I mean, if not directly and visibly, at least subtly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And all that with that 12 days that starts on Monday, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It starts on Monday 19th, yeah?
Yes, Monday 19th until Friday the 30th. So we start our well-awaited December 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, in another space, I hope so.
And we finish with the peace.
yes.
Are you gonna maybe collect some feedbacks or some thoughts on it, or we should put like a diary? Not
yeah, that
how we
diary is a wonderful idea. What I was suggesting, you know, that I have created. I mean, I announced it, as you know, on the OroVilleNet, and there is open for feedbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that I've created a Facebook event for those who are on that. And, you know, people can comment there. Somebody suggested to create blog. Personally, mm-hmm. I'm not good at that. So if somebody would like to create blog, please go ahead and inform mm-hmm. everybody else public. I'm really excited because I got even a response from some school that they will talk it on teacher meeting and, you know, mm-hmm. maybe have it as a school focus as well.
Also
yeah, I don't
children,
know.
Yeah.
The more, the better.
Yeah. But also at the end of the your invitation you publish on the Aeronet is to say yes, yeah? I mean to somehow register ourselves.
Yeah, I would like that people, if the people either call me or send me email or SMS, just to have a count. I'm really, you know, just interested. Okay, and then I will publish it somewhere, make it public. You know, how many people have participated within Oroville? How many people who are like out of station, like somebody or William who is in London studying at the moment, she sent me, I'm going to participate from there. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, who and how many we are involved.
Mm-hmm.
How many Orovillians, how many volunteers or whatever. I just like to have a look and just feel, sense what happens.
But however, this all of that is also connected with the Unity Pavilion line of the events 12, 12, 12, which are coming up next month and next year, correct?
Yes, yes. For me, it came during that. I was invited to come there, and first when I found myself there, I was a bit like, okay, what is my participation? What can I really do? Or how does this things really, you know, reflect or manifest in my life? And I was thinking maybe many people have not asked those questions or kind of concretely go into experience. So from different things I've heard there, and then how I have been sharing with people in my daily life after that, mm-hmm. Since the couple of weeks that I've been on those meetings, this just kind of grew up spontaneously, and I said, okay, go for it.
You yourself, you're also already participating in intention experiments. I think it started with Sri Lanka to...
Yes, I have participated in different intention experiments, and I know that they have been more like focused on particular action, and for mm-hmm. example, like the one with Sri Lanka that you say, mm-hmm. I know that they kind of observed, and on that day when that was happening, the shooting went down. I forgot now the numbers, but like, quite, you know, visibly it was less. So I really do have this strong belief that, yeah, more people putting intent together, then changes happen.
Yeah, they really measure it, all the other stuff
is
all there.
I do not know how to measure, you know, this, our experiment here, but somehow, I don't know, I just have a trust that
it will reflect,
and focus will do something to mm-hmm. us, with us. Just brings awareness more to those qualities, and you know, our center of Auroville mm-hmm. with 12 chambers has that, and the mother symbol has that. So yeah, it's not for nothing that these qualities are kind of an inspiration for our experiment here. So
great.
Yeah.
Let's go to practicalities. So how can I participate that it would be a little bit more evident? Maybe I should put a sign or something?
I would say, like, for example, you're working in the Auroville Radio, which is in mm-hmm. Town Hall, so I would invite you, please write every day on the announcement board in Town Hall, mm-hmm. Let's say Monday, sincerity, and the next day, humility, and so on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm going to take care that it's done at Solar Kitchen and Newport Tools. Somebody will do it in Vindara Farm. I'm going to ask somebody to do it in Verity, in bigger communities, you know, just to kind of remind each other.
Mm-hmm. Cool, we can do that. Okay, Daria.
Okay, Miriam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall, Satprem from the Auroville Earth Institute will present Green Kasbah Housing Project of 16 apartments.
Hello.
Good morning, Satprem. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'm recording this phone call, and I would like just to have a short information about what you're going to present this afternoon here in Town Hall at 4:30.
We'll be presenting the housing project of Green Kasbah, which is a total project of 40 apartments, and in January we'll be starting 16 apartments. We'll give a slideshow to show the project, where it is located, set layout, apartment type, some views, sections, and details.
How long it will be the presentation, and exactly what time it will start?
1 to 1.5 hours. Kasbah project is a housing project with 40 apartments totally, and we'll be starting 16 apartments in January.
Okay, so you expect to start the construction in January?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so we will meet at 4:30 here in Town Hall.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Satprem. Thank you.
The Green Kasbah project aims to build a high-density habitat for Aurovillians and newcomers, taking into account the Auroville Master Plan, the galaxy concepts, and the existing dense vegetation. At Vindara Farm, TerraSol community with Yemadas and some friends invites us at 7 p.m. to experimental and interactive concert, Sound Journeying, Building Community Vibrations, based on exploration of sound and voice versus instruments and frequency. Auroville Health Center informs us that the bone mineral density test will again be conducted free at Auroville Health Center on 20th of November from 10 a.m. onwards. They're asking us to register our names at Auroville Health Center reception by phone or in person. This is a 5 minute non-invasive wrist measurement. It is less indicative of osteoporosis than a trunk measurement. Youth Center reminds us that Christmas fair preparations have started for annual Christmas fair to be held on Saturday, 22nd of December, and everyone is welcome. every Saturday to give a hand from 9 a.m. onwards for clearing, building, painting, etc. And at 3 p.m. meeting about organization, task, and so on. They are looking for all kinds of creative people who like to have stalls with foods, crafts, games, activities. They are also looking for creative people, musicians, and other artists to perform on stage and to decorate the area. Objects, gifts for the tombola, cakes for the cake contest, material for building, stones, bricks, cement, paint, bamboo, etc. They are also looking for contributions via finance service account to be exchanged for goodies they cannot find or create. And their financial service account is YC0099 for Christmas fair. Botanical Gardens invites us every Saturday from last Saturday onward to visit the garden on afternoons from 2 to 5 p.m. We can come to see the progress in developing the gardens, the new Plumeria garden, plus other favorites like labyrinth, the orchids, and the cactus house. This is also a good time to visit the nursery to get plants for our garden and pop into the new garden shop where they will have a selection of vegetable seeds, tools, plant foods, and pots. Light refreshments will be also available. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an interesting documentary, The Quantum Activist, Amit Goswami, which was made in France in 2009 by director René Slate and Rhys Stewart. Tomorrow they will screen Spanish science fiction Möbius, which was made in Argentina in 1996 by director Gustavo Mosquera. At the Shreya Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, on Friday at 7:30 p.m. they will screen The Flood Drummers, a play by Théâtre du Soleil, directed by Ariane Noshkine, was made in France 2002. And on the same day at Sadana Forest at 7 p.m., we can see a documentary Flow for the Love of Water, which won the Grand Jury Award at the Mumbai International Film Festival and the Grand Jury Award for Best Documentary at the United Nations Film Festival. With your thought, give your thoughts. With your heart, give your feelings. With your body, give your work. Wrote the Mother in the Words of the Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org.